Greetings. This is Why's That? I'm Sevilla Mann. Each month, Why's That answers a question you send us. Has something in Southwest Michigan made you wonder? Let us know at whysthat.wmuk.org. Those birds are swooping around the edge of the water at the Asylum Lake Nature Preserve. As the name suggests, Asylum Lake used to belong to Kalamazoo's psychiatric hospital. Not only that, it was a farm, largely worked by patients.
My name's Raven Wind. I'm a local artist.
Raven is also a fan of the Nature Preserve, and she's curious to know more about its days as a farm for the state hospital, as it was also known. Fortunately, there's someone in town who knows all about it.
My name is Mark Hoffman.
Hoffman is a lifelong Kalamazooan.
And very active in the Asylum Lake property for many, many years.
Hoffman's done exhaustive research on the one-time state hospital farms. Raven and I sat down with him to find out why the hospital opened the farms in the first place, how they worked, and the reasons the state eventually shut them down. The psychiatric hospital is one of the oldest institutions in Kalamazoo. When it opened in 1859, it was called the Michigan Asylum for the Insane. Hoffman says at the time, it was the only such hospital in Michigan. He told Raven and me that right away, the hospital began to fill up.
And then you had laws that came to be that would prohibit placing psychiatric mentally ill patients in the jails, and they had to go somewhere, so they went into the hospital. So Kalamazoo's hospital kept building and expanding, and you had patients who were being admitted for any reason, any type of disorder, epilepsy, substance abuse disorders, dementia.
In the 1880s, the hospital embraced a new idea in mental health care. They thought it would fix the crowding and benefit the patients.
The farm colony plan in Europe, where you could take some of the patients who were less intense in their disorders, who were able to farm and who maybe were raised on the farms, and allow them to get out of the buildings where they'd just be sitting around and do some work.
Kalamazoo ran with this idea. It built an extensive farm system that would endure about 75 years. It started with Brook Farm on the north end of town, which became a dairy. Later, it bought the property now known as Asylum Lake, which grew crops for the dairy's cows. And that was only some of it. Hoffman says the hospital had an orchard on Winchell Avenue,
where Winchell Elementary School and the Disciples of Christ Church are.
The hospital even grew vegetables across from its main campus on Oakland Drive. At Asylum Lake, patients and staff lived in buildings the hospital called cottages. Despite the name, these were rather grand buildings. Hoffman shows me and Raven some pictures.
They were beautiful, ornate housing units for, you know, maybe up to 50 residents. And so they were granted permission to build two initially and then
See,
two
this
more.
One, the picture shows it's a three-story beautiful building with a big spiral piece.
Yep, that's Pratt Cottage, and that was developed for staff members and patients, some patients.
Pratt Cottage was across the street from Asylum Lake at the Colony Farm Orchard. Hoffman says the farms never did solve the hospital's overcrowding problem, but agriculturally, they were a great success. In the 1950s, the farms covered about 1,300 acres. That's more than Western Michigan University's total properties in Kalamazoo today. But the 50s also marked the end of the farms. Hoffman says one problem came from the equipment.
The machinery became more sophisticated, and they had better farming implements. And when you had patients who you would like to work on the farm who weren't experienced in the agriculture community working the farm, it became a liability.
Also, the economics of farming had changed.
It became cheaper to buy milk than produce milk.
And some raised the question of unfair competition. As Hoffman explains, if the farms needed, say, a new barn, they could ask for funding from the state.
Well, that's hardly fair for your private farmer to have your overhead paid for by state tax dollars.
In 1957, the state legislature declared that the hospital's farms had to shut down by the end of the decade. And in the early 1970s, the state tore down the cottages at Asylum Lake and the Colony Farm Orchard. Hoffman says it's a shame the buildings didn't even make it to 100 years. Raven, who asked our question, agrees.
I'm just so struck by how beautiful the cottages are. I mean, they're every bit as beautiful mm-hmm. as the ones right downtown Kalamazoo. They actually look pretty similar to some of the older houses.
Wise That returns next month to answer another question about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what in the region has caught your attention at wisethat.wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.